broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening. 8:15 Sports Talk with
right
Bubba
on time.
And
right on time.
We have 1,000 listeners tonight.
Now we got 7.
My phone's going crazy. Why ain't you on? I can't. Well, but no, Jack and Greg Homan are blabbing.
If they would listen regularly to Insight, they would know that 8:15 is at least 3 minutes earlier than usual.
Hey, Jack, hang on.
Yeah,
you've
quick.
Interviewed them all.
Yes,
and we've been lucky here at Fort Cover Radio. We've had every candidate in here.
They all came in.
You have a lot of insight because that's the name of your show.
That's right.
Insight
and you,
with Jack.
Insight with Jack and Neil.
Yeah,
and Rocker.
Are you? I mean, you're not controversial, so you can't go wrong with either candidate.
I tell you what, we're lucky. We have two very qualified candidates. There is no doubt about that. Greg's got experience, you know. He's been there, done that, and you know, Dave's the new guy. Probably some new ideas and stuff.
Yep.
Dave's a successful business guy. Greg's in touch with the young people, so they each have a lot going for them.
Can't go wrong, can we?
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The worst we can do is damn good.
No, the worst you can do is not vote.
Yes.
There you go.
Get out and vote.
Have to.
Absolutely. Right?
Yep. It's too late to register.
Speaking of vote.
Vote?
Hi, Kirby.
Hello.
That's a hell of an intro, ain't it?
Yeah.
One of our favorite shows of the year, and my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing?
Good, Bobby. Good, buddy.
We got a big show.
Big show.
And
really
it's
big
Masters
show.
Week.
Masters.
And that voice you hear on the other microphone, Mr. Kirk Stuckey. How you doing, Kirby?
Doing great.
Are
ready
you
for Masters
up?
Week. Fired up, boys.
Boys, we're fired.
Here we go. Golf season's upon us.
It's here.
It's 40 degrees out. It sucks.
Yeah, how about you turn up
Sunday? Ohio weather.
Two-man scrimmage.
Hey, you get all seasons in Ohio weather, whatever that stupid saying is. Drives me nuts.
Turn up
the
heat. I'm ready.
So each year we invite Kirby on and we have a great show. We talk about, well, first of all, we have Masters Trivia.
Yep.
And we have an amazing group of sponsors every year. Okay.
Yep.
Jack sitting here to my left. Jack says, I'll tell you what, me and my lovely wife, Marsha, we're going to donate a $50 gift certificate to Topgolf.
Perfect.
Topgolf.
Where's the closest ones?
Pretty cool.
And Jack said he'll drive you.
Oh,
you'll drive.
There we go.
Doesn't matter how close it is.
And all you can drink.
Yeah, you don't want Jack driving. And we have Hastings Auto Sales with the awesome LOF. Is that what you call LOF? Which is a lube oil filter.
Yep, service.
Service job, any car you got, right?
And just so happens, you not only get that, they vacuum your car out for you.
They do clean it up.
Sweeper out.
They don't polish it. I kind of wish they would do that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, you do a great job, buddy. Yes. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
We got Bill and Bert. Rossburg Acres. My favorite campground.
Best campground ever.
They donate a foursome for a four at the Elks.
Nice.
Can't beat that. Miracle Lane's Guts Pizza.
Pizza Pie.
St. Henry Food Mart. Is it? What's the name of St. Henry Food? Is it Food Mart? Is it Party Mart?
Party Mart.
Judy's and Leonard's. They give us a nice gift card. And then we got the Mercer County Elks. And Kirby, we appreciate you coming on. And how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Ready for Masters.
And we talk about the Ohio weather and golfing at Mercer County Elks. You've had some really nice days so far.
We've had some good days. Tuesday, we had about 60 players, I think.
Yeah.
We had one Saturday. We had 150 players a few weeks ago. So.
Yeah.
Yep. It's here. It's coming. Here.
And I got an email or a text or something that the driving range is now officially open.
Nice. So, yes.
And you do not have to be a member to go to the driving range.
You do not have to be a member to go to the driving range. You don't have to be a member to come to the clubhouse, play golf.
Welcome everyone.
Hey, they got great fish fry stuff. They've been having great meals for the whole
Friday
night.
Friday nights have been
so
awesome.
They're having great Friday night.
This Friday is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to pick a golfer. Every time he makes a birdie, beers discount another quarter.
Ah.
Nice.
Yes.
So you want to come out, watch the Masters, have some fish.
Yep.
Just and have a good time. Root on somebody to get a birdie.
Yes.
So you're going to, anybody playing Friday afternoon?
We pick the golfer before they tee off. So they'll be playing while we're eating dinner. Well, if they make a birdie, quarter off.
Anywhere during the course?
Yeah.
Not so.
What if he makes like double bogeys? Add?
No, we don't add. We just keep going down. We don't go up.
Add.
We don't go up. We just keep going down.
Add a really booby.
We max it out. We max it at 8 birdies. $2 is the most.
$2 off a beer.
Yeah.
What's a beer cost?
$2. $2.75.
Jesus. Killing
easy,
us.
Easy. Easy.
That's what everybody charges.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I've never bought a beer. Well, I buy some, but I never
drink them. Yeah, I was going to say, I know you've bought some. You don't drink them.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. The Hastings hotline number, 852-419-852-0072.
Yep.
Yeah, the previous...
It don't matter.
We're fighting
419-852-0... 419-852-0072. And we got trivia.
Yep.
And we're going to give away prizes throughout the 2 hours that we're on, or however long we're going to be on.
Yep.
We also have we had a Facebook fee, like and share. Yes. And we are well over 100 people.
We got a bunch on there, too. Yep.
And the grand prize.
Bacon.
Huge.
It's big.
Huge. It is a brand new driver.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving that away. $377 Wilson driver.
Yep. Nice.
I think who won it last time?
Kid from
St. Francis?
Yeah, St. Francis.
One of Willman's buddies.
Yeah, the punter, the football team from Bell Fountain.
We got to get him on today.
We actually talked to him, and he said he loves it.
He said, I love
that driver. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good. That's good to hear. So he won the driver last year, and we also are giving away compliments of Fort Recovery Radio. Round of golf for four and a $50 hole 19.
Nice.
So that's a hell of a gift.
Great day, Neil and Dad.
So we are going to do a trivia question. And remember, 419-852-0072. And on this one, if you get it correct, you can text me, 419-852-9201, or Kirby,
419-733-6261.
Harold.
419-852-3599.
The first trivia question of the night, and this is for a $25 gift certificate to the Mercer County Elks. Kirby, do you have a trivia question?
You ready?
Here we go.
We got one.
Who holds the lowest 72-hole score at the Masters?
The lowest.
We're going to start easy.
Yeah, ooh, that's an easy one.
Who holds the lowest?
You need the name, not the number.
We need the name. Who holds the 72-hole record?
Lowest 72-hole score at the record.
We are going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills.
Yes.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes three pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of two side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and four rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business, or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049 and have yourself a great day.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Indians will host Delta St. John's in the first MAC baseball game of the season. Friday, we'll host the Houston Wildcats. On Saturday, our Indians will travel to Ansonia for a single game starting at 11 a.m. Get out and support our Indians this season, but if you just can't make it to all the games in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And Harold's got the first correct answer.
I got a winner.
And his name is...
Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner.
And the correct answer is, Kirby...
Mr. Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. How many under?
20, was it 21?
21 or something. 21, but the thing 21. Is, he did it in the off season, the COVID year.
Oh, that's right. It was that.
The only November Masters.
The only November. So it's cheating.
Yeah, you can't count that.
Yeah, because I'd break par there in November.
Yeah, you should.
Time out, what?
You're 12 under.
Soft. Soft course.
Time out.
Real soft course. Ryan Steinberg, you have a gift certificate up here at Fort Recovery
Come
Studios.
Come on up and see Neil.
25 clams.
Well, now, he's stopping in tomorrow to do a Wild commercial, so
boom.
Get it then.
Hey, if you text into 419-852-0072, make sure you text your name in, too.
Yeah, because if I don't have...
Because Neil has no... If you text me and Fee, and we'll probably got your number.
We'll get it figured out.
But I don't have your number, most of the people, but yep.
We did get a lot of answers, right?
We did.
Yeah, I got Beck Wehrkamp, Dustin Johnson. I got my daughter Sam got it right, but sorry.
I got a lot of wrong answers, too.
Yeah, okay. Charlie Gale's 14 answers.
Were any of them right?
No, he didn't get one right.
Didn't get one. Well, shooting I figured he'd eventually get one.
Shooting from the hip.
And he can't spell nothing. And one guy who didn't get it right is Dan Wilker.
Phil Mickelson.
Because he has
Phil Mickelson. Yes,
every hand is Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, he's at work. And
I'd like to put Phil Mickelson in on everyone.
But we're going to put him as the third correct answer, so he'll never do anything.
That's exactly
anymore.
Right. We are really lucky to have great golf courses in our area. And
yep.
And Fee, you know, we're members at the Elks, and we have a lot of pride out there.
Yeah.
And Doc Carr in Fort Recovery, he owns Portland Country Club, and that has really improved.
It's made huge steps.
Yep. And we're going to get Doc on this summer and talk a little bit about the Portland Country Club and the things he's got going over there. He's got a really nice restaurant over there in Topher's, and we went over there a couple times and had our Cajun food. Yep. And
good stuff.
We've had farts that let smoke out.
Smoking.
Because it is unbelievably Cajun.
The voodoo, isn't it? All their voodoo stuff.
Delicious. Voodoo.
Delicious stuff.
But it eats me up.
Ooh, get you.
Yeah. So, Kirby, let's talk a little bit about the Mercer County Elks. And this is, you've been there for how many years now?
This will be my 15th year.
That's amazing,
15th year general manager.
Yep. 15 years as general manager, and the course arguably has never been better.
Course is very good. Yeah, last couple of seasons has been.
Yeah, we've had some huge changes too.
Big changes. Yeah,
man, they're neat too. Yeah, been out there in a while. Come out.
I agree. And one thing that golf has really took off in the last few years, and you can say a lot of things about why. I mean, but COVID has really been good for the game of golf.
COVID was not a bad thing. Yep. No doubt about it. Yep. And introduced the game to a lot of new people because there wasn't a whole lot else to do. Thankfully, we were an outside activity. I like to think of we gave that relief during COVID possibly to come outside and do something, gave people around here something to do. Thankfully, the people that were in charge allow us to do things, and, you know, it all worked out.
It did. I mean, it was a lot of work for you, I think, because you had some stuff where, I mean, you were out. You had to be outside, and you made things safe as far as having carts.
But we
stuff.
Learned a lot of new things that we could do, though. You know, we added the tent to the back of the patio. We added a lot more live music on Friday nights and Saturday afternoons. And, we're doing a ladies' night on the range where we just serve them a bunch of alcohol and they hit a few golf balls.
Yeah, and play music.
And have someone come in and play music and have dinner specials. And, you know, we picked up 60 new members the last couple of years just because, you know, they learn it's
a lot of fun.
It's a fun place to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not just our golf. It's any golf course.
That's right.
It's a fun place to be in the summertime.
Yeah.
So.
And you take a look at this weekend and the Masters and Tiger Woods, and you know, the pros always talk about how Tiger Woods has made, he's a game changer. He's a neat, you know, he turned the needle. And you can say that he's also helped out local golf courses.
He's helped out the golf industry altogether. Yeah. You know, I was never a fan when I was younger until I got into the business, mm-hmm. and you realize what he does for the game of golf.
Yeah.
There's just a buzz. Either you really like him or you really hate him.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's not a whole lot in between.
Yeah. But then the young kids that are on a PGA Tour now has got people buzzing too, because golf is great right now.
It's competitive.
Yeah. It's competitive.
It is.
No doubt about it. We got some more trivia and we got more stuff to give away. We're going to give away stuff all night. Now, we are going to give away a $50.
Ooh.
A $50 gift certificate to Topgolf.
Topgolf.
Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus. I think that's the only three round, right?
Closest.
Is there one in Indy? It's a couple hours.
Yeah,
Cincinnati and Columbus are about to start. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
Indy, Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, there's destination. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the trivia question.
Okay.
You got this one. Yeah, this is a good one.
This will be good.
This is a great one.
Turning up the heat a little bit.
Huh?
Turn up the heat a little bit. Make it a little tougher.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tougher.
All right.
And we talked about Tiger Woods.
Yep.
And how he's. Here's a question. What does a tiger's urine smell like?
Pee.
A urine. A tiger
smells like pee.
Tiger's urine.
Budweiser.
The animal tiger.
Oh.
The animal tiger.
Tiger.
Is it A? Cheese. B, buttered popcorn. C, flowers. Or D, old meat. That's your question. What does tiger urine smell like?
Oh my God.
This isn't what did this Bubba and Pete's car smell like after leaving Topher's.
This is awesome. $50 gift card. Hey, I got one. Here we go. Oh my God. Reggie Wendell says roses. He is correct.
Roses.
Reggie Wendell.
I got Jill Rammel with a B.
B is
but she
wrong.
She had to type her name in. So
yeah, that's right.
But B is incorrect.
Yeah, it is.
I got a lot of buttered popcorns. That was B.
Buttered popcorn is incorrect.
The correct
answer is flowers.
Roses.
Right. Reggie Wendell, you win a $50 gift certificate.
Nice.
To Topgolf. That's awesome. That is great. Now it's time for another $25 gift certificate. If Kirby, you got one. Fee's got one after this.
You got their name written on those there?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Is this, are we going to ask Masters questions or are we going to ask
Tiger?
Zoology?
Tiger. We're talking Tiger.
Was that Tiger Woods' piss? Or?
Don't worry about it.
I still said Budweiser.
Hey,
as our national people say, I'm not a biologist. I don't know.
It depends when Tiger took that pee. Was it after his car accident?
Reggie said it was a complete guess. Well, Reggie is a $50 gift card guess.
Topgolf. Congrats, Reggie.
Congratulations, Reggie. Yes. All right, Kirby.
Perfect.
Here we go. For a $25 Mercer County Elks gift card, the question.
Got to get a good one.
You ain't ready?
Who won
the
first Masters tournament?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Who won the first Masters?
The first Masters.
Well,
Buttered popcorn.
Dan.
Buttered popcorn.
Dan Wilker says Phil Mickelson.
Dan's wrong again.
Phil Mickelson.
No. The first Masters champion.
The first. Everyone's on their phone right now.
Do you know what year it was? Can you tell us what year?
19. What was it? What number is this?
Was it 30s? Is that the first?
Deb Kunkler sent me a picture. Said, Tiger's urine smells like buttered popcorn. She Googled it. We were talking about Tiger Woods, Deb.
I got Byron Nelson.
Wrong.
Charlie yells.
Wrong.
How many more?
Charlie's 0 for 40. 1934. How about that year?
1934.
Todd Oman comes in late with cheese.
It's according to my
my research, it's wrong.
1934, Horton Smith, Jill Rammel.
Jill Rammel, winner.
Horton hey, Jill Smith. Rammel.
Horton. Heard of who?
Jill Rammel. Is
Horton
you,
Smith.
Good
Horton.
Job.
Are now, you writing these down? You yep. keep track this year?
Now, yep. you're. They're going to pick He's those up it. At the Elks since they're Elks
yep.
gift cards.
That's fine.
Yeah.
People, unless people are here.
Yeah.
For recovery people.
Well, we'll get but yeah, Jill, you can pick yours up at the Elks.
Yeah, yep. that's going to be easier for most people.
Yep. Who is the winner? Jill who?
Rammel.
Rammel.
All right,
Rammel.
Jill, good job, sweetie.
678-8025.
So you were talking about number. You were talking about Tiger and
yep.
urine and
yep.
went to the Masters 4 years ago. One of the neat experiences at the Masters is going to the bathroom.
Yeah, it would be, moron.
Well, what? The lines are so long, but it doesn't take much time. So they've got a guy standing there directing you where to go. Which urinal's open? You got to do one or you got to do two? You got to do one, you got to do two. He's asking every person that comes in. And if no That's one moves classic. For a while, if no one moves for a while, he goes, two shakes.
Get you moving.
Keep that's you moving.
Good. We got to get it moving.
Oh, that's
urinal
awesome.
Number 17, yeah. two shakes. Let's go.
That's you got some kind of college shirt. Buckeyes in the house.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's, oh, it's... Quite the experience. Everything's the experience at Augusta National.
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance, you got to
make sure to get there. Huh?
It doesn't matter what is going on. You've got to go.
That sounds too informal for the Masters. That
no, no, like, it's all part of the experience.
That's
now.
Good. I love it. I think it's great. But
yeah,
inside the walls.
I love it.
Yeah,
they're getting soaked down there. I watched some of par three today. And,
wet?
And, yeah. Wet, well, it got rained out today, but it's pouring right now. So. It's going to be slow and wet,
soft.
Which means they're going to tear it up.
So, Kirby, is the Elks open if they have to if they have to move? Are you going to be able to shut down the course that they need
I
to bring the Masters
I don't think they're
going to
move away from Augusta National. Probably. Oh, okay. They'll play it underwater if they have to.
I don't know.
Right.
That place.
Elks is pretty nice.
I don't know. Augusta National's the holy grail.
So, let's change your hat a little bit. And we went from the manager of the Elks to the club pro and the golf pro. And a lot of people, a lot of young kids are listening now, and when you get kid, you offer lessons, correct?
Sure do.
Mm-hmm. And when you, the most common thing for a young golfer is slicing a ball,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm a love to hit the golf ball. I hit it 250 yards straight and 60 yards to the right. Is that an easy fix?
Yeah, I mean, we can give you a couple things to work on it, but it's going to take a little time, but yeah, it's not a hard fix, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So is that a flaw that you, like when kids come out to the driving range that you see the most of?
I work with a lot of high school kids. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, there's not enough rotation. You have lack of rotation. You're either going to pull it, you're going to slice it, you're going to, I mean, shoulder rotation, hip rotation, arm rotation. That's probably the biggest flaw, I would say. We don't
Is that
don't
a
turn
thing
your
from,
hips
from swinging too hard or swinging wrong incorrectly.
It's more of a conceptual thing. You know, concept. A lot of my lessons we start with how do you hit your irons? Do you swing up at them? Do you pick up the ball? You actually hit down on the ball and hit down through the ground. So a lot of times you come here and you don't rotate through because the fact that you're trying to lift it up into the air. We don't want to lift it up in the air. We want to rotate our body and hit down through it. And then the biggest thing is rotating the hips all the way through and have your belly button or your belt buckle face the target when you finish. That's what I see very little of. I know I've told Bubba before when he's driving, and then he gets down to Florida and he kicks my butt. So
yeah. Well, I'm old and fat, and I can't. That's my problem.
No, it's
but you're
not
still pretty good.
No, not really. But I
but
do,
if you watch,
I enjoy the hell out of playing.
But
golf.
If you do watch the Masters this week, watch their shoulders and watch everything just rotate. That's more rotation, the better ball striking you'll have. You might still have a little cut, but it won't be a 60-yard slice or a 20-yard slice or a 30-yard slice. You might have a little. You know, if you normally draw it, you won't have near the draw because you won't use your hands as much and get the club out in front of your hands. So,
Fee, you're next up with the trivia.
I'm looking right now.
You're looking up one right now? You don't have one? Now, you talk about... Now, these guys ain't prepared.
No.
I got my list of questions, my trivia questions. You guys are both looking them up. What'd you do all day? Work?
Work.
Really?
Some people have actual jobs, Bob.
Really?
I don't, but...
Yeah, well...
I don't have any questions either.
All right.
All right, which golfer has won the most Masters and how many?
The golfer with the most Masters wins, and how many is that? And that is a $25 gift card to the Mercer County Elks. If you get that right, we are going to take a break. We're going to come right back. More Masters Trivia.
Love it.
After this, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Don't miss the first Brick Street Market coming up on Saturday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in downtown Fort Recovery, hosted by Cy Iodazai. There will be a variety of vendors offering all kinds of items, from baked goods to handmade craft items and more. Food will be available from local food trucks and our local restaurants. Stroll the Brick Street and shop with local vendors and our local merchants. A kids' corner will also feature our local youth vendors selling baked goods, arts, crafts, and more. Mark your calendars now for the Cy Iodazai's Brick Street Market, Saturday, April 9th on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we appreciate everybody out there listening. And,
yep.
And we have 90-some people, almost 100, like and share this.
We had over 100, yeah.
Over 100.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And the winner Fee of our last gift certificate called in during the break, and it was...
Mr. Jerry Newman.
Jerry Newman from New Bremen.
New Bremen.
Jerry Newman wins a $25 gift card.
Yep.
I coached golf for about 12 years, and his wife was the New Bremen girls golf coach for years, and an absolute beautiful soul, and we had a lot of fun coaching golf back then. And congratulations to the Newmans from New Bremen, and thanks for listening.
Yep.
We really appreciate that.
Make sure we tell them who the
winner was. Jack Nicklaus. Yep. Jack Nicklaus won six times, 63, 65, 66, 72, 75, and 1986. My favorite.
That was the greatest year.
The greatest year ever.
I was crying.
It was unbelievable.
I'm bawling like a baby.
Even at that younger age?
Oh, it was awesome.
I thought that crying stuff didn't start till the last 5 years.
The neat thing about that one was back in the day, TV didn't come on till 4 o'clock. And you didn't run, and you know, there was no such thing as phones and any of that. So you have no idea what was going on. And they come in and say, we got unbelievable news because Nicklaus was on fire.
Yeah. You are not going to believe what you're about to see.
You are not going to believe. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And the thing about we never seen the front nine at the Elk.
It
was about number 8 you could see. That's about when
I remember when I was younger. Yeah. You never got to see the front.
Had no idea what the first holes were like.
No, had no clue.
We look back, that's the dumbest thing you've ever... Now we can watch all day long on masters.com.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have it on at the Elks tomorrow at 10 in the morning.
Absolutely.
I mean...
Yeah. We'll be on tomorrow morning. Can you get...
Yeah, I'll have it on.
How?
The Fire Stick. Masters.com.
Masters. On the big screen. Yeah, you can watch... You can watch certain groups.
Yeah. I would imagine Tiger will probably be a featured group.
I would say Tiger will be a featured group.
So
if you're watching masters.org or masters.com.
10:37, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods at 10:37. I think the first one's 8 o'clock or something. Yeah. But the thing that I love about the Masters is the tradition.
It is.
And the first three guys leading off this year, Fee, and you know, we talked about Jack Nicklaus, the GOAT, and they hit the ceremonial first tee. tee shots, and that's the opening of the Masters. And they're usually out there about the crack of dawn, I think, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, it's early.
Sunrise.
Yeah. It is early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and the great Tom Watson. The three guys this year.
I remember watching about, it was 8 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when Arnie was still there, and Jack and Gary Player, I believe it was. And those three were hitting the ceremonial first shot. Across the way, camera spans, Jim Miller, front row, first tee.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Ain't that neat?
Mr. Jim Miller.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Him and his wife, Beth.
His wife, Jeff.
Jeff.
I hope they're listening.
Hey, Beth. No, don't judge.
No, I know.
Don't judge. Hey.
Absolutely.
You guys owned by Disney?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But we've always been Joneses for the, in our, you know, it comes from just loving that.
Oh, music.
Roars.
Don't you love the music?
Back nine? Oh, yeah.
That music's so cool.
The roars of the back
nine.
Yeah,
you hear them big.
Oh, and they're back this year.
It is.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Kirby, we, and Fee, this goes to you, that we as we get older, mm-hmm. and I think as you see the traditions and you see, I mean, I think it's more special now than ever.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. You just can't beat it. I mean, you just look forward to it. And for me, you look forward to it because it's the start of golf. I mean, usually when you watch the Masters, either we're out there playing because it isn't warm enough or nice enough, but that seems like that's about when you start. You know, that's when you get over there and start getting it going.
You see some of the young players embrace the traditions.
Yeah.
Usually they go to these other tournaments, they're wearing shorts, they're trying to change things.
Yep.
When they come to Augusta National, they're embracing the tradition. It's shirt, it's suit and tie when they're inside. It's, you know, it's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to bring one thing today, and I'm not sure if he's listening or not, but a friend of our show and a friend of Fort Recovery and a friend of Kirby, Joe Brins, who we all love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Brinsy, you know, he had a little bout with cancer a while back. Well, it's back, and Joe's got a, you know, he starts, but he's very optimistic. He's very positive.
Yeah.
They said it's in the same spot. There's no spread into the bones or anything, so he's going to start chemo again this week. And Brinsy, God love you. We're thinking about you.
Absolutely.
Yes, and we're praying for you, man.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. There ain't a better guy.
No.
Or family than that guy.
One of the finest people to touch the earth.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, there ain't a guy in Fort Recovery who loves golf more than Joe Brins.
Yeah, that's
he's put his heart and soul into the Fort Recovery girls golf team.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absolutely. I got another. Oh, this is big.
I got one.
You got one?
I got one.
Okay, this is for the Hastings Auto Sale.
All right.
It's perfect.
Right.
Lube oil filter. When you call it a service, what do you call
service.
It?
Service, yeah.
This is a service. Oil change.
Oil change.
How many point?
21.
21 point. 21 point.
Point.
What's that
21
mean?
22 inspection. Is vacuuming the floor.
Yeah.
23 is a polish.
21 point?
Can't get to 23.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. 21 point inspection.
How do you know that?
Huh?
Everybody
I didn't know the number, but
everybody knows it by me.
Everybody throws something in.
I'm an idiot.
It's just some kind of number.
Yeah.
God, I'm stupid.
Your door handle opens. Point number one.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
Check the door handles.
Door handles, good.
Steering, still.
Let me ask you this.
Steering wheel's on.
Let me ask you a question here, Mr. Cocky.
Yeah.
So, let's say I'm driving and I got to get my oil changed at 100,000 miles.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
And
a little late.
It's my odometer's 101,000. I'm 1,500, 2,000 miles over.
Yep.
How far can you go over?
Oh, I've seen them bad.
Have you really?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, right.
Yeah, but
my answer is it depends on your driving habits. If all you do is drive around town, 3,000 miles might be about right. If if all your miles are highway,
highway you can get a lot more.
You can get a lot more.
Yeah, you can get
really.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
And now with synthetic oil, they're letting them go 10,000 miles for an oil change.
No kidding.
Which I don't like that, but
well, no, because that's
cutting into me. But it's also they tell you. It's okay to have a quart of oil per oil change.
Yeah.
You know, if you use a quart of oil per oil change, that's okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
But.
Really?
There's not 10 quarts of oil in there. You're waiting, you know, 10,000 miles to get that back. It's like, no.
No, get her done.
Get her done.
They put that sticker on the top. They put that sticker on the windshield for a reason.
For a reason. Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, most of the lights are set up now. They're pretty dang good too. They'll get you pretty close to where you're supposed to be.
So they're saying you can use a quart of oil, and not
per 1,000 miles.
That doesn't right.
Per 1,000 miles, they're saying it's normal.
Ain't that amazing?
Well, some dumb deals are pretty bad.
All right, here we go. This is for a Hastings Auto Sales.
Let's get her done.
This entitles to an oil change. And Kirby, the question is,
who was the first left-handed winner of the Masters?
Ooh, the first lefty to win the Masters.
The first left-handed winner to win the Masters.
That's a good question. Well, first lefty.
I know Dan Wilker's answer.
I will be there for lunch tomorrow. Jody Stogler. What the hell is she talking about?
I don't think
about?
That's going to get her a win.
Matt? She sent that to somebody else.
Huh?
She's coming to watch Tiger.
She's coming to the Elks.
Oh,
she's coming to the Elks. Watch Tiger.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had no idea. I thought she was answering a trivia question.
I thought she was too. I thought she was texting her boyfriend. Rocker.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The first lefty. We got nothing.
Nothing yet.
No.
I got nothing.
Oops. Why? I might have something here.
Uh-oh, Neil.
Nope, I got no.
Nope.
Dang, I hear dang.
Uh-oh, we got one. Oh, look at this. This is unbelievable. Joe Bruns, Mike Weir.
Joe Bruns.
All right.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Bruns.
One more reason to love that
Come
guy.
Come on up, everybody. Get an oil change. Well,
Joe it's Bruns wins.
Yep. Pick that up at Hastings.
Pick her up.
You don't have to come here first.
Joe Bruns probably services his own. He's tighter than a new boot.
Yeah, but this one's
he's
free.
The tightest human being I ever
met. Huh?
This one's
out.
Free, and he gets his floor vacuumed.
Ooh, this is big, ain't it?
It's big.
And I have my answer was, ask Kirby why Tyra Banks is on the Golf Channel. That's what
Tyra
I got.
Tyra Banks is on the Golf Channel.
Why, ask Kirby why Tyra Banks is on the Golf Channel. That's what I got. That was my answer.
Hey, Fee, I'm going to give you this.
Yeah, I'll just leave it up.
Joe Bruns, you're the winner of a Hastings Auto Service job. So congratulations to Brinzy.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to go over some of the rules here. So we are giving away the title or the driver and the from the Fort Cover Radio just for listening. Just
for some
likes,
plus $50 to the
you don't have to
restaurant.
Call in or anything. Now
Ooh. The
next gift is a Cooper Farms turkey roast.
Oh boy.
Yes.
And bird flu is hit. Bird flu is everywhere.
Big.
This turkey roast is worth I'd say $1,000.
$1,000 turkey.
9 pounds of turkey is worth $1,000.
That's big right now.
I think that's a little high.
Huh?
You can get a little cheaper net at the Wayne Street Market.
You can?
Yes, you can.
Well,
but it's still pretty good because it's a big chunk of turkey.
All right, here's the question. I got this one.
All right.
This is big.
This will be good.
Okay, you got
turkey urine?
You got to call this one in.
This is about turkey.
This is not turkey urine. This is 419-852-0072. You got to have this answer.
You got to call in?
You have to call in. You got to call in for the win.
All right, got to call in.
Call in.
This is a Cooper turkey roast. The question is this.
Mm-hmm.
What town... What is bigger, Augusta, Georgia, or Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Ooh.
What is bigger, Augusta, Georgia, or Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Trick question.
Call it in if you got this.
Population or square miles?
Population. Square miles.
My bad. Indeed.
Yeah, it's a larger.
Huh?
That sounds like sounds like an area thing.
Boys are working Google hard right now.
Come on, baby. They're Googling the hell out of
this.
You think somebody just take a chance. 419-852-0072.
It's a
50-50. It is a
50-50.
Someone call in.
No calls yet.
Take a
Nothing.
Shot.
Chance for a turkey roast worth $1,000.
Come on, call.
Okay, here we go.
Here is Nick Hahn.
Nick Hahn. Oh, Jesus.
Nick Hahn.
Nick Hahn, how you doing?
This is the agent, Nick Hahn. You guys are talking about meaningless stuff like golf. When you could be talking about the Entourage right now?
Let me tell you about the Entourage. I hear you got a big match coming up in Akron.
You don't need to worry about what matches I have, Mr. Stogler. What you need to be worried about is the disrespect I was showed earlier when I tried to have a one-on-one personal phone call with you, and you sent me the voicemail.
You cannot interrupt the show. This is a big show.
This is my show. They're going to change this to the Entourage Hotline here.
Entourage Hotline.
I'm sure you're still recovering from the WrestleMania Sunday night.
That was a good time. I had a lot of close personal friends and some future clients working that night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the answer to the trivia question?
I'm going to say Augusta, Georgia, but I really don't care.
Uh-huh. Because you are dead wrong.
And I don't care.
And he doesn't care.
I make too much money to be worried about free stuff.
Good.
I'm some kind of driver that was probably bought from Walmart, probably a Top Flight, when I'm out there rolling with the Callaways, the top-notch stuff, you know, the Big Bertha.
Well, you are the agent of the unbelievable.
And better than you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know about that, but.
I am serious about that one.
Mm-hmm. There is a unbelievable rumor going around that you have... You will be...
Somebody, turn your phones off. It's very rude to interrupt me while I'm talking.
Well, you are
he's not
be
the one that called.
Refereeing Division II football this year. Tell me that that's
and
not
three,
true.
And three.
Oh, Jesus.
Two and three.
He's
big. Yeah, good luck with that.
Pretty humble.
I know you are. Yeah, you are humble. Thanks for calling in. I love you, brother.
God bless.
See you, bud.
See ya. Well, we know that it is not...
Augusta, Georgia.
419-852-0072. If you know the answer, what is bigger, Fort Wayne or Augusta? And it's not Augusta.
Ooh.
A turkey farm.
So I'm calling somebody back that called during that.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
We're doing a callback.
You can't have a callback.
Hello.
Who we got here?
Bill Rammel.
Bill Rammel. How you doing, Bill Rammel?
Good.
You were just moments late on that last answer.
Okay.
So, do you know the answer, Mr. Rammel, of the bigger community, Fort Wayne, Indiana, or Augusta, Georgia?
I would say Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Sir?
Great guess.
Fort Wayne, Indiana has approximately 300,000 people, and Augusta, Georgia has a lot less. You are correct, sir.
I got a winner.
You win
Thank
a Cooper Farms
much.
Turkey roast. And we will deliver that bad boy to you. We will hang on the line. Neil will get your information from you. We appreciate you calling in and listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yes,
congratulations.
Sir. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Billy. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Boy Scout Troop 99 will be hosting their annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, April 10th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The breakfast includes all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat, along with coffee, milk, and juice. Children 5 and under can eat for free. Tickets can be purchased from any Boy Scout or at the door. Thank you for your continued support of the scouting program. Don't miss the Scouts' annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Palm Sunday, April 10th at the Legion.
The Fort Recovery High School Scholastic Bowl is hosting a community trivia night on Friday, April 22nd at the Commons at the high school. Doors open at 6 with a trivia competition starting at 6:30. Members of the public are invited to participate, and you can have 2 to 6 players on each team, and the cost is $40 per team, and there will be prizes for the top teams. Your team can be family members, coworkers, friends, a group of students, anybody you want to grab to help make your team better. For questions or to get your entry form, just email weigelm@fortrecoveryschools.org. The public is invited to come at no charge, and there will be a 50-50 drawing, and snacks will be available. Be sure to get entered now for the Community Trivia Night coming up on Friday, April 22nd at the High School Commons. Doors open at 6. Entry forms available by emailing weigelm@fortrecoveryschools.org. Proceeds will be used for scholarships for high school seniors.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and on the line, the Hastings Hotline, Will Holman. Will, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Hey, did someone win the turkey yet or not?
Yes, Bill Rammel from St. Henry. Bill said,
I'm from Fort Wayne.
I know, Bill Rammel wins it. Fort Wayne, population 341,000. Augusta, Georgia, 191,000.
Ooh.
Interesting.
A lot less.
So we know. Now we know Fort Wayne is bigger than Augusta.
There you go.
Willie, we're giving away a driver at the end of the day. And the last time we gave away a driver, your buddy won it. And he's with you right now, correct?
That's correct. He's right here. I'll let him talk. How we doing? Derek Robb here.
Derek, how the hell are you, brother?
How you doing, Derek?
I'm doing great. Fantastic.
We got to see you a few times since you won the driver. And how's the golf game?
It's getting better since I won that driver.
Attaboy.
Drives are a little straighter and longer, so.
Are you shitting us or are you telling us the truth?
I'm telling you the truth.
That's
the
truth.
That's
what I like to hear.
Derek, we need to know one thing. Who wins, you or Will, on the golf course?
Me, pretty clearly.
We'll ask Will when he gets back to town.
Well, Will's getting married now, so he'll start.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take the golf game.
You ain't
going to
see him very much anymore.
You're done.
Yeah. The golf game's going to sharpen up after they get married, hopefully. More time.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Hopefully.
So, what are you guys doing tonight in Fort Wayne?
Just hanging out in the living room, and Will's playing a couple of videos.
Living room? Isn't that one of the strip clubs up there? No, that's in Dayton. Sorry.
No comment.
There you go. There you go. Hey, guys, we appreciate the hell out of you. Listen, Willie, you've always been a great listener at Fort Trevor Radio. Great supporter of us. We love you, brother, and make sure you stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, for sure. Can't wait to listen to more baseball games this year.
We're going to head up to Fort Wayne a few times and watch.
We're going to talk about Nick Twaits.
On a segment.
And we also have some Reds trivia to win the next Cooper Farms turkey breast.
Ooh.
So, right. Will, thanks a lot for listening, buddy.
Thank you, Willie.
Talk to you later.
Absolutely. See you guys.
See ya.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated
business. What up, Master?
We on? I hit something and we started playing something.
So we've had some issues, Spencey. Why don't you talk a little bit about that real quick, about Fort Cover Radio and having some computer problems.
Yep, the computer croaked.
Croaked on us.
Took Chuck 5 days and maybe a little bit more to get it functional. We're not completely functional. But that's only on our end. The listeners have everything that they have always had. So it took us a little bit to get it done. Chuck's, as always, without Chuck, this wouldn't be anything because it wouldn't work. And just like with Fort Recovery Radio, it wouldn't work. Just like your Christmas show, if it's not for Chuck, that just doesn't even happen.
Can't happen at all.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, in fact, I had talked to Kirby on Monday that it was 50-50 whether we was going to have the show because we just didn't know. And we appreciate Chuck and everything he does for Fort Charlie Radio.
Did good.
We're back on, folks. We're back on. Kirby, let's talk a little bit more about the Mercer County Elks and your summer plans. And one of the big things that you promote is junior golf. And again, you're having some junior clinics.
Two junior clinics. We have one in June every year, one in July. Get those dates here. First junior clinic is Monday the 13th to Thursday the 16th of June. So what we do is we run them from 8:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock. We work on a lot of fundamentals, and then we usually get that June one, we usually get about 45 juniors.
Yep.
Split them into three groups. We take a group out onto the golf course at least one day so they get experience the golf course. The one in July is July 11th to 14th. Same deal. Usually we get about 60 to 65 just because of, other sports kind of interfere, vacations interfere in the first one in June. But same deal, we take them out, learn fundamentals, make it fun for them, play a lot of games.
Yeah.
I just bought a lot of little tools, little gimmicks for junior golfers especially. Mm-hmm. So it'll be. I'm looking forward to this year.
So you're big on social media, and for people who are listening who would like to be more involved with the Mercer County Elks and like to find out about your junior clinics and have little fart smellers getting ready to play. What is your website? What is trivia?
I post everything on Facebook and Twitter mostly. So look us up on Facebook or Twitter if you're on there. Usually put those junior clinic forms out here in the next week or two once we get going. So, but yeah, look for those on Facebook or Twitter. Always try to keep everything updated at least once a week. Let everyone know what's going on the next week or two.
Yep.
At least. So
give them a little notice.
Yep.
And we have our first tournament of the year Sunday.
Sunday, the Masters, two-man scramble. So, you want to play some golf Sunday, 11 o'clock shotgun. Everyone's welcome.
Come on
members,
out.
Non-members.
Yeah, and it's...
So, it'll be a fun little day. Come in, watch the Masters afterwards.
Yep.
The leader should be just about to the back nine.
And let's just say that I am thinking about joining the Mercer County Elks. What steps would I take?
Well, come on out. Just let me know you want to join. You got to join the lodge to join the golf course. So you have lodge dues. There's a small initiation fee for the lodge that's been there ever since day one. And then pay your golf dues and
away you go.
Get you in.
What does that?
Golf dues will include all your golf, all your driving range. The driving range is included in all memberships. It'll get you into. We have a series of member tournaments that'll get you in. Play with a lot of new members. There's tournaments where you can sign up with a partner. For instance, we have a two-man match play tournament that has 70 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you hope you get paired up against Bubba and his partner. They haven't won a hole in
that's funny.
4 years.
Real funny. That's great. Make fun of Bill Wellman.
No. He has a partner, drags him down.
Takes him down.
Okay, you might be right.
Hey, but, you're always the anchor man on the bowling teams. So.
Thank you, buddy.
But if you've ever thought about joining a club, join a club, find a home.
Oh man, it's fun.
No matter where it is, you know, we have a lot of fun at the Elks, but everyone, I think that's why a lot of people join country clubs. They know it's more expensive, but at the same point, they find a home and they get to meet a lot of new people and they become good friends.
It's a lot of
otherwise
fun.
They wouldn't have.
So. You know, that's the thing about the Elks is that they have. I would guess we probably have a dozen or so members from Fort Recovery over there. I would guess Sandra probably has 50. I would guess New Bremen probably has about like Fort Recovery, maybe 30.
Yeah.
Coldwater, probably your biggest. They probably got 50, I would guess.
Of course, Sandra, about even.
Marion Local has, 30.
Good crowd.
Salina has about 30. And it really is. And there's great camaraderie over there. And a lot of young kids that are joining. And
it's awesome.
We used to be good.
Yeah, we ain't very good anymore.
No. We used to. It is amazing how damn good these young kids are.
Oh, my, yeah.
And one of the kids that is really a good golfer from Fort Recovery is Grant Kanapke.
Yeah.
And Grant Kanapke, Johan's always, Greg Lefevre, when we was,
yeah,
was
Greg
probably
was
the best golfer in Fort Recovery.
Yep, I agree.
For years.
Yep.
Then Johan took over.
Yep.
Johan held that title. And still holds the title.
He still has it, yeah.
But there's a kid named Grant Kanapke, and everybody knows Grant was a good athlete, played a lot of sports, that has went through, and he's doing the PGA program.
The PGM program at Eastern Kentucky.
Yep.
So when he graduates, he will be a PGA professional, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
He interned at, or he worked at Scioto Country Club last year.
Yep.
Great experience.
Yeah.
He's going to be at a club called Sabonic. I think it's like 17 years old. It's in the Hamptons of New York.
Wow.
Ooh, that's rich.
Hang on. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Bill Wellman says, that's it. He's done. Bill Wellman and Bob Stogler, you pulled it.
It's over.
He pissed us off.
He got a new
time.
Partner, didn't
Is he?
He
getting a new partner?
No. We are together thick and thin, and we're accepting all people. Thank you, Willie. I love you, brother. We are not backing down from anybody.
No backing down here.
So Grant Kanapke.
Grant's going to be at a club called Sabonic. It's in the Hamptons. It neighbors Shinnecock Hills, which many of you may have seen at the U.S. Opens and such. It's just a great example where the game of golf can take you.
Can take
you wherever you want to go, really.
And this kid never played golf in high school. I mean, he played all the other sports.
Well,
yeah.
And then about his junior year,
I think he started freshman year.
Freshman or sophomore year.
He taught
himself through YouTube. Yeah. He watched YouTube videos in the off season.
Maybe we ought to look at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't.
Every
time I put on my phone on the computer website, it's always not good.
Let's not go there.
Yeah.
That's not good. This is not going to help our golf.
YouTube is blocked, Bubba, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did you get all your sites from Rocker?
Yeah, me and Rocker, same ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we wish Grant nothing but the best. Great kid.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll have him on sometime. Talk about his experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Fee, we got the news this week, and we got a text from, the rumor was around.
Yeah.
And you was the first one. Ivan had texted you.
Yeah,
and said,
Ivan texted me and said Nick was going to make it to Fort Wayne this year. And I texted him. He's fired up. I think he threw like 9 innings this spring. Didn't go up any runs, no hits.
Yeah.
So he had a great spring going out in there. And he said he'd get with me this week and let me know. I don't know if he didn't know yet if he was going to be a starter, reliever. He said Monday they're supposed to give us our assignments and we'll know from there. But. I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, it's going to be so much fun
road
to go
trips.
Watch him.
Yeah,
there's going to be some road trip. There'll be a lot of purple and white in the old Tim Cap Stadium.
Yeah.
That's a great – if you've never been up there either, it's beautiful. I mean, it is an absolute beautiful place to watch a ball game. I mean,
I've never been there. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a gorgeous place. I haven't seen a game. We were there during Kelsey's volleyball, and a guy took me up and let me go in and look at everything, and it was – man, it's a – they first came out. Remember, they were out by the Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah,
and that was just not a very good atmosphere. I mean, it was kind of a.
I think that's where the Rockets have played several times, and it might have 1,000 seats, maybe if I remember years ago.
It just wasn't. Yeah, and it didn't have that Dayton Dragon feel to it, but this does. This does, and Nick's going to love it.
I think they put it right downtown, didn't they?
Yeah, it's right downtown. It's neat. It's a neat setup, and I can't wait to see him play. I think he opens up next Tuesday, a week from last night.
Yeah.
We'll be their home opener.
Yeah, that's great. We wish Nick nothing but the best. I talked to his dad. Terry is really excited, and could you imagine that?
Oh, man.
And he said the same thing. He said he has an unbelievable spring, 11 innings. He's healthy.
Yeah. He's feeling good. And
yep.
I did kind of talk to him. I said, if you get a chance, maybe you can give old Bubba and Fee a call. And he said, I play. He said, we might have to do it on Monday, maybe, or pre-tape it or something, or maybe a rain out. He said, anything like that would work, but he said he was loving the idea to come talk to us. So.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good. That'd be good.
It's time to give away.
I got to give a shout-out. My daughters are listening. Amber, Lizzie, Ellie, they're listening.
You're not sending them to bed yet, are you?
It's time to go to bed. They got state testing this week.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. Right, I'll make breakfast in the morning again.
What we have? Okay. Right.
Scrambled eggs, toast,
like that's
banana.
A what?
Yep.
How about a
banana?
Pancake?
Ooh,
pancake.
Maybe make pancakes.
No. Eggs, protein.
There you go.
Need protein.
Brain food. No, that's dumb.
Yep.
Pancakes, I'm bringing them tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, Masters Trivia, here we go. $25 Mercer County Elks gift certificate.
Yes, sir.
Kirby, you got one? I got one.
How many green jackets have Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Arnold Palmer combined to win?
Ooh. Green jackets.
The green jackets.
Tiger Woods.
A bunch.
Jack Nicklaus, Arnie Palmer. How many green jackets is that three won? Well, we know Jack Nicklaus has won 6.
That one was
We nice. Know Tiger Woods has won 5. And Arnie is the other one.
That
so now I'm giving you most of the answer.
He's helping you.
I don't have anything yet.
Nothing yet. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, we can't go. Charlie Wynn yet? Charlie Gales?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Charlie Gales
got one
15.
Right.
15.
He got one right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Charlie's on the board.
One for 43.
Reggie Wynn.
We got a winner.
Hey, Charlie.
At least you're not going to have to get texts from him anymore. With every wrong answer.
Charlie Gales, congratulations. 15 combined.
$25 to the Elks. Bring Karen out for some smelt Friday night.
You having smelt Friday?
Having smelt Friday night.
Nice. I like that smelt.
Ain't bad.
Yep. Yep, that'll pick that up at the Elks.
They're little guys. You can eat like 400 of them.
Yeah. Not feel bad about yourself.
No, not one
still
bit.
Feel good.
Okay, Fee, you got one? I got one if you don't.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. $25 Mercer County Elks gift certificate, courtesy of the St. Henry. We got all these people sponsoring us. We'll talk about that again. Our sponsors, and they make this thing possible. Of course, FR Radio and Mercer County Elks are the God love you guys. We have Rossburg Acres. We have Jack and Marcia Stogler.
Yep.
Rossburg Acres, Bill and Bert, who are always big supporters of Sports Talk and Fort Recovery Radio.
Sure are.
We have Miracle Lanes. We got pizzas to give away yet, folks.
Pizza pie.
It's 9:15.
Ooh. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
We got to go. Come on.
St. Henry Party Mart, Food Mart, Kate and Davey and Dan and Teresa, God love you guys for always being a big supporter of Fort Recovery Radio.
They have been very big supporters.
Yeah, they're awesome, and we appreciate that. So the next trivia question, here we go. Get ready, folks. I got a $25 gift card to the Mercer County Elks. If you know this answer, here we go. This player had a 13 on the shortest par 3 at Augusta. He had a 13.
13.
On a par 3.
Wow, I could have beat him by 2 strokes.
No.
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 Not on that one?
No. I've seen you play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never
I don't think you have.
Ain't happening.
Who is it, folks, who had a 13 on the shortest hole at the... And he won the Augusta. He has won the Masters.
But not that year.
No one's answered anymore. I think we lost all our listeners.
Oh, no. We got listeners. Every time I ask one.
Hey, it takes a while to Google stuff. Don't get excited.
That's exactly right.
It does take a little
Charlie wins again, but we're not giving it to him. Charlie, no.
No, Charlie. Oh,
yep, you don't get to win twice. But you can show off. That's
Joe Bruin's got it. Joe Bruin says Jordan Spieth. No, Joe.
Joe's already won, too.
Yeah.
So, but he got wrong.
That is wrong.
He got wrong. So
Tiger, no. Sleuth. He cannot put speed.
So
Bubba, Greg LeFevre. No, Bubba Watson is not correct. Tommy Nakajima. Wrong. Great guess.
I love that guess.
Bubba Watson, Greg LeFevre. No. Nobody can get this. Nobody
13.
Can get this. He had a 13.
13?
13.
And 13. In a different year, he's actually won the Masters.
And he's won the Masters.
He's from Ohio.
Well, that kind of makes...
Now all the Googles now are going, winner of Masters lived in Ohio. Winner of Masters lived in Ohio.
Now this is Bill Stalger's trivia question.
So he could be wrong.
Yeah, he may not have won the Masters. Mm. He's from Ohio.
Oh.
I think he did, too.
So that means it isn't Jack Nicklaus.
No, it's not Jack Nicklaus.
Or when from Ohio.
It's not Tommy Nakajima, but that is a great guess.
Tommy Nakajima, I think it was from Toledo.
I think it was from Die Hard.
Complete lie.
TW is his initials.
Oh.
But he's never won the Masters.
Okay, Bill, you're an idiot.
One of my cousins.
Bill's an idiot.
He's one of my cousins.
All you got to do is look up the highest score on him.
Well, anybody that knows on my mother's side, my great-great-grandmother's maiden name is the same last name as his.
Really?
Yeah. Probably a cousin.
Charlie, he didn't. We know, Charlie. God, don't yell at us.
Charlie, you can't keep winning. You get one win. So what did you say was his initials, Bob?
TW.
Maybe somebody will figure that out. I figured it out pretty quick, and I'm not a golfer.
I think
I figured it out. When you say
all right. Nobody got the answer. It's Tom Weisskopf, by the way.
Tommy Weisskopf.
At a 13.
I had Watson, so that's 13. Not my cousin.
It's Tom Weisskopf.
Oh, there's Deppy coming right in.
What Deppy?
Tom Weisskopf.
Tom Weisskopf.
Oh, can you give it to him?
That's Tom Weisskopf. Deppy?
Yep. Gary Depwig.
Gary Depwig.
Gary's a winner.
What's he win something to the Elks?
Yeah.
He shoplifts anyway, so what? You don't need to give him anything.
He's good.
I love that guy.
Yes, he's awesome.
God love him. Gary Depwig, winner.
Gary Depwig's the best.
All right, Fee, you got one?
Yeah, I got one.
All right. $25 gift card, Mercer County Elks.
This is a little tougher one.
Okay.
Who was leading the 1960 Masters until Arnold Palmer birdied the last two holes?
Ooh.
1960.
Ooh. 60. He was runner-up in 1960. Ago. Was he an announcer?
He was an announcer.
Ooh.
Still may be an
Charlie,
announcer.
Were you watching?
Is there a highway?
Yes, there is.
Hey, I want to know, was Charlie watching this tournament, Charlie Gills?
Oh, I'd say.
Think so?
What year, 62?
60. Charlie would be.
He was old enough.
60? Yeah, he'd have been 10.
Gary Player, wrong. Ooh. Well,
he already won.
He was watching it.
Yep. 1960.
This
guy. He was an announcer on CBS for years.
Long time.
He has a highway.
He also led the 1956 Masters three rounds before shooting an 80 on Sunday.
Ooh. Ouch.
Will Homan.
Will.
In Venturi.
You got her, Willie.
Will Homan wins a gift card.
We'll be seeing.
All right, Willie.
Willie at the Elks this summer.
Will Homan. Bring your buddies and bring that new driver.
Bring that driver.
We want to see that thing in action. We want to see that thing in action.
We want to see it in action.
Show it off.
I love that. That is awesome. Will Homan wins Ken Venturi.
Ken Venturi Highway.
Well, that's good. That's good. Nick Hahn in a rage. He didn't beat it. You got to be quicker. Jody Stoller, Tom Watson. Jody's drunk. I don't know.
That was probably the TW thing.
Oh, I bet so,
too. That's who I thought it was.
Sergio. All right, here we go.
Give another one away?
Yeah. Here
we go.
Who
was the first player to shoot 63 at the Masters?
Ooh.
First player to shoot 63 at the Masters.
And be done, or do you have more holes to play?
Be done.
Oh, well, because a lot of them.
Whoever was first guy on the course.
Whoever played. Probably the guy had a 13. Probably Tom Weisskopf.
Tom Weisskopf. He had 63 after 8 holes.
Yeah. More hits than the Beatles. Yeah, here we go. The first 63 in Masters
63.
History. Tiger, Reggie Wendell.
Nope.
Wrong, Reg.
Reggie's out.
Reggie already won.
Yeah, I know, but I like him. They can keep guessing.
I like it.
Yeah, but you can call them out when they're wrong.
Nick Price. Greg Norman. No. Nick Hahn doesn't. He just throwing names out. Tommy Nakajima was a great
name. That was a great name.
Tommy Nakajima. Ain't he the guy who was on, what movie was that?
Die Hard. Yeah. Nakajima. It's Nakajima Towers.
This is a Mercer County gift card, $25. We're running out of them.
I do have an answer.
Who we got?
This is Bill Rammel again.
Yep.
Bill can't win three times.
So he can't win again.
Nick Price was his guess.
We have Bill Stalger, Ken Venturi. Well,
a little late,
Bill.
Bill, you got that flip phone still?
Greg Norman, wrong.
Boy, Back Rammel, you mean back work camp?
Back work camp. Boy, we're getting a lot of answers.
Yeah. None of them are right, but they already won.
Yeah.
So maybe you ought to
think the people would be listening.
Maybe you ought to replay and kind of listen to what we said when that, and we said, that's right, but you can't win twice.
The Price is Right. Bob Barker is our hint.
It's not
anything on your phone. Are you even checking your phone?
Yeah.
I'm getting entries wide open to our Masters.
Oh, content. I got one.
Who you got?
Does it have
Nick Price?
It says DJ Cindy Newman.
Cindy Newman.
DJs.
Yeah, we know that's not correct.
No.
Yep.
Happy Gilmore, no.
Happy.
Perry Hall listening in Atlanta, Georgia.
Happy Gilmore.
Neil's cousins listening in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Wyoming.
Yeah, we always thought our longest listener was Renee in Wisconsin.
That's right. Yep. She got beat tonight.
She got beat by Wyoming. Cowboys.
Yep, Colin Hopkins. Well, Wyoming Cowboys is one of his, that's his team.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Thank you for listening in Wyoming. We have a lot of listeners today. We've got a lot of people who's got a chance at winning some nice prizes here.
And none of them
we are giving away at 9:30.
None of them have figured out.
Sevy.
Bill. We have Sergio. Told them the right answer two or three times.
Sergio.
Yeah.
And nobody is calling in with it.
Someone's calling.
Put them around the mic.
Who we got?
Hello.
Kirby.
Yeah.
The answer's Nick Price.
Put her on there.
The answer's Nick Price. You got it. Who is this?
Donna Kaiser.
Donna Kaiser. Nick Price, you got it.
She's a winner.
What did I get?
You win $25 to the Elks.
A gift.
$25 to the Elks.
Yes.
Yes.
At a buck and a half, that'll get you 15 hot dogs.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Well, yep. We don't sell lottery tickets. Sorry, Donna.
Yeah. Well, Donna, we appreciate you listening, and you can pick us up out at the Elks tomorrow anytime you want.
Absolutely.
Well, it might not be tomorrow, but I'll do it in a couple days.
Awesome. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Donna Kaiser, the winner.
Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it. Hey, let's take a break. We got break about time. At 9:30, we're giving away a new driver.
Yes.
And we got all the names on the computer, right? I mean, you got 100 and some?
Yeah, 100 and...
And we're brand... Some. You got that. I don't know how you the program you got, but somebody's going to win themselves a driver, and somebody's going to win themselves a foursome and a $50 drink card. You don't have to drink. You can get like...
Hot dogs.
You can get 40 hot dogs.
40 hot dogs.
Yep. I think it's more like 25, but that's,
well, whatever
that's pretty good.
You want to take a break?
Yep.
Pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by the way, the meat and cheese trays, Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market. You're on it. You're on it tonight.
We love them.
Very good. Love them. We'll be right back.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Indians will host Delta St. John's in the first MAC baseball game of the season. Friday, we'll host the Houston Wildcats. On Saturday, our Indians will travel to Ansonia for a single game starting at 11 a.m. Get out and support our Indians this season, but if you just can't make it to all the games in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, Masters Trivia.
Masters.
Kirby Stuckey. Hello, Kirby.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen.
Harold Feely, the co-host of Bubba and Fee, yes. Sports Talk. The man behind the mic, the man behind the boards, running the show, McNeil.
Blowing up the computer.
I'm doing okay, especially since Chuck fixed everything.
Chuck is awesome. Fort Recovery Red Indian Baseball, back in action Friday. Mother Nature.
Tomorrow we're out, you think?
Yeah. No. We got a game. No, tomorrow. Delvis, yeah.
Delvis tomorrow.
Yeah. St. John's tomorrow at home. Mac gets underway.
And yeah. Houston on Friday and Ansonia on Saturday.
So we got
Saturday.
Three in a row here. Weather sounds terrible.
Don't sound too good.
No, don't. No. Man, I hate that. But the Indians had a nice win the other night against Lehman Fee.
They did. They played well. Troy Holman threw a lot of strikes. I think he gave up maybe one run, or one hit.
The way I figured it in the first inning, he threw 10 pitches and 8 of them were strikes.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
He did a nice job with throwing strikes, and he got ahead of everybody, and we put 8 runs on the board, hit the ball pretty good. Actually, hit the ball pretty good.
So Coach Iink and the Indians go to 2-2 on the young season, and I was listening the other night, and you talked about, I think it was Spence, he talked about, through 4 games, our pitching has been tremendous.
Been fabulous. I mean, what did we give up? We gave up maybe 3 runs so far, 3 or 4 runs.
We have 1 earned run this season.
Yeah. So
1 earned run.
Going good. We played Salina. We was at Crestview at Salina. We played Lehman at home, and we had – who's our –
Mississinawa.
Yeah, the Valley.
And Crestview.
Got that win there.
So 2-2, we're back in action tomorrow. Get out there and root the Indians on. The girls are off to a 3-1 start. They had a nice win there against Salina. And I think the girls got a nice team there. Right?
They do.
Get out and support them.
We had them last week, and I think they're fired up. They got a good team this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I got some pizzas giveaway courtesy of Miracle Lane.
All right.
Miracle Lanes.
Hey, before we do that,
what do you got?
Did you guys see the? I mean, we're giving away pizza.
Yep.
Did you see the champions dinner last night?
Yeah.
Oh. Hideki Matsuyama.
Wagyu meat or something.
Yeah. Wagyu. Have you ever had Wagyu?
Wagyu. It's supposed to be the best steak you can get.
They said it was
like $200 a pound or something.
Everyone, they interviewed a bunch of the champions.
Yep.
It says greatest champions dinner they've ever had.
Ever had.
I had ravioli last night. My wife made ravioli.
Ravioli?
Second greatest champions dinner ever.
I had spam.
Yeah, spam.
Spam. Last night.
I opened a can, got a spoon out. Ate the can of
delicious.
Spam.
Delicious. Yummy.
I just threw up in my mouth.
I don't mind spam.
Oh, it's got to be fried.
That was a complete lie.
Fried. It's got to be fried.
I did have ravioli.
Throw it right in the trash can after you fry it. That's
right. I would eat ravioli.
I'd rather
definitely
eat the trash can than the spam.
Yeah. My dad used to eat the crap out of spam.
Oh, my dad did, too. And then he'd open up a thing of sardines and eat them too. Dad, you're killing me. I'm gonna throw up. It stinks so bad in here.
Japanese strawberry shortcake.
That's got to be good.
Japanese
fluffy sponge cake with whipped cream and Amal strawberries.
Why don't you have? You know, what Elk should do is have a champions dinner.
We should have a champions
on
dinner
on Tuesday night of the Masters.
Tuesday night of the Masters. All the champions from the previous year.
No, just invite everybody.
No, because we're all champions.
Thank you very much.
We're all champions at heart.
I'm a champion. Everybody wins.
Digger's saying he'll get trophies for everybody.
Digger's an idiot.
Rindu.
I think that's a great move.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Fine.
Somebody that really cares is taking care of Renko Trophy.
All right, here we go. We got Miracle Lanes Pizza. This is a large pizza.
Big pizza.
It's a big pizza.
Yep. Big pizza.
Two toppings. So if you want more topping, you got to pay a little extra.
Got to pay a little extra. That's all right.
But it's a good pizza.
Big pizza.
Yep. What do you? You got one? You want me to get one?
I have one.
I don't.
I do too.
And you got one?
I do too.
I am. This is my trivia question. All right. Okay. So this is Cincinnati Reds trivia question.
Ooh. Oh. Reds trivia.
Oh. Yeah. We're Reds opening up tomorrow night. I'm fine. This is the greatest week.
It's a great week.
What's the trivia question? Can you name four players on the team?
Nobody will get it. And that'll take a while.
Nobody will get it.
We'll be here at old
anti-Reds.
Sunday.
I will turn on tomorrow night and watch Reds.
Oh, absolutely.
That's fine. I'll watch them. We'll know four players.
We'll be all right.
But we'll be fired up
75
by one of the players that we'll like after about 3 weeks.
That's right.
Somebody will be hot out of the gate.
That's exactly right. The Reds open up at Atlanta tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. The Reds, in the history of the Reds organization, the greatest organization in baseball.
Absolutely.
The first organization.
Absolutely.
Have only started on the road 3 times since baseball. Name the last time before tomorrow night that the Reds started on the road.
On the road.
The last time the Reds opened the season on the road, and I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a little
1800.
It was a strike season.
Oh.
It was a strike season.
Was it a COVID season?
Nope.
No COVID.
I thought that did.
84?
84. Wrong.
Fee, you can't win.
Oh, yeah, you're on.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah, we're asking our listeners, aren't we? Sorry.
Miracle Lanes Pizza, Jared Stommen.
Fee loves a pizza.
He does. I just want a pizza.
They do have good pizza.
They got great pizza.
I'll be there Friday at lunch, all you can eat.
Reggie Wendell, 1967. No, Mr. Wendell.
Has he won
Deb
already?
Kunkler, 1981.
Ooh, sorry, Deb. God love you.
Keep guessing, Deb.
Hi, Deb. How you doing?
This is like the Price is Right game.
I haven't seen Deb in 10 years.
Ooh, I got one.
Ooh.
Derek Robb, answer, 1990. Derek Robb is a winner.
We got a winner.
Derek Robb won the driver last year.
Derek.
Oh, he's going to eat pizza. I knew I recognized
that. He's coming to Fort Recovery for some pizza.
He wants some pizza.
And he's coming and going to play golf with Will, because Will won some golf, didn't he?
Him and Will against Bubba and Fee.
Ooh. We will kill them.
Derek and Will against Bubba and Fee.
Yeah.
My money's on the athletes.
I like the challenge.
Me too.
Yeah, me and Bubba.
What's that, Neil?
I'm with the athletes. I'm with Kirby.
The correct answer, 1990. The Reds opened up on the road at San Diego in a game the Reds won 2-1.
Oh.
Derek Robb. And he's from somewhere over this way.
I think so.
Logan County?
Yeah. I can't remember anymore.
I was thinking like Indian Lake or Ben Logan.
He'll probably text you in a little bit.
Yeah.
He'll tell you.
Here we go.
Yep.
He's thinking.
Got the nuts.
Let's go. That's huge. Derek, what town are you from, Hoss? Help us out.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can call us, but if you want to chit-chat with us, Willie has the number.
Miracle Lanes.
Columbus Grove? No.
Logan County, Bell Fountain.
Bell Fountain, good
Brew
call,
Fountain.
Buddy.
I'll be there Saturday. Steve Diller's 40th birthday.
Ooh, that's right.
Ooh.
Let's hope that's not a surprise. Let's not say
It'll be edited out of the archives. Since we have 2,000 listeners, that's getting to him.
Kenzie is going to kill Bob.
I am not smart.
You are no longer invited.
I'm driving the bus.
Oh, shit.
It's not for Steve Diller's 40th birthday.
No. Stan Diller.
Stan Diller.
Stan the man.
I think that's one of Randy Diller's brothers or cousins from up at Columbus Grove.
Someone put his mic on mute.
Hey, we got more to give away, Kirby. Let's go. What do we got?
Here we go. Let's go.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay. We got to give away a driver. You said 9:30.
I know.
It's 9:35.
It's 9:35. People want to go to bed.
I'm sorry. We got to do it right now.
Let's do it.
Drawing at random. You ready?
Right,
we had, no, hold on, we okay. had.
Go for it.
So your page, okay. you posted it first.
All right.
And I shared it. I said you could share mine or yours, okay? I shared from the Elks.
Okay.
The Elks had, oh, let me pull it up, I forget now. It was something like, the Elks had 33 shares. 33
nice.
Shares.
Nice. Very nice.
So
Good
if you're
job.
Out there listening, follow the Elks. Apparently we need more people.
Yeah.
Bob Stogler had 116 shares.
All right, that's
nice.
Good.
116.
So we got 140 people have a chance of winning this driver.
Winning the driver.
Yes.
And you got them all on your computer.
Got them all on my computer.
How many times are you going to flip this thing?
Spin it.
Random drawing.
How often you want to flip it?
Let's do three draws.
Three draws.
Yep, here we go.
All right.
First one.
One, two, three.
And here we go. This is big.
Number 57.
57 on the
Tyler Sweeterman. Tyler Sweeterman.
You know him?
I know a Tyler Sweeterman.
Tyler
Sweeterman.
From?
Coldwater, I believe.
Tyler Sweeterman just won a new driver.
He got a new driver.
He's happy. He's ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
And last year's winner improved his game by 38 strokes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Get ready, Tyler. You're going to be good.
And he also just won a pizza from Miracle Lanes, and they'll be coming to eat and golf.
Derek Robb won a pizza.
Nice.
Tyler Schwierman, you're looking him up?
Yeah, I think so. Hell, I don't know.
All right, now we're going to do the Fort Recovery Radio.
Nope, different Tyler Sweeterman. That's what I was afraid of.
So not necessarily somebody you know, but somebody we can find.
That's Tyler Sweeterman. We got him on Facebook.
Do you?
Yep. That's good.
All right.
We'll reach out to you, Tyler.
Good job, Tyler. You just won a driver. And now we're giving away four golf and $50.
Round of golf for four guys
yes.
and $50?
Yes.
To spend any way you want.
All right, and he's going to go through.
You ready?
Are we doing trivia or are we doing spin?
No, we're spinning. This is just
random. Awesome. So Charlie Gills could win again.
Charlie could win.
That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody can win this.
Mm-hmm.
There's 130 people. This is for a foursome.
And 50 bucks.
Foursome and $50. And spin it. Here he goes. How many spins are you doing it this time?
Five.
Five
spins.
Five spins. Here we go.
One.
One.
That was a fart.
Dude. Well, I leaned over. I have no control.
Three. Four. Five.
Here we go. And the winner. Ooh, interesting. Kyle Werkamp.
All
right.
Kyle Werkamp.
From Fort Wayne, which happens to be
right
bigger than Augusta, Georgia.
It's all beautiful. Tying together. It's all tying together.
Kyle Werkamp from Fort Recovery / Fort Wayne /
bigger than Augusta.
Watkins Road is the winner of a round of golf and a $50 courtesy of Neil Spencer in Fort Recovery Radio.
Well, there's several other people involved in that.
Well,
yeah.
God love you.
Yep.
We appreciate that. We appreciate everybody, don't we?
Yes, we do. We love everybody listening.
We're appreciators.
We are appreciators.
I got one more pizza to give away.
One more pizza pie.
Can I get this one? I'd like to win this one.
Harold Feely, which one was he?
He was the sixth bin.
Unbelievable.
We got three more gift certificates and a pizza.
Uh-huh.
And a Cooper turkey.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the Cooper turkey next, but you got to call in.
Oh, yeah. Turkey rolls.
Call in's big.
That's awesome.
One, two?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fee, you got a question? Yeah.
Nope. I'm just sitting here laughing.
Hey, so are the rest of us.
Yeah.
All right,
let's see what else turkey we got. Roast. This thing's worth, what did you say, 1,000?
Nah, maybe not quite that much, but lots of people spend a lot of
it's
money on
it. It's a 10-pound turkey roast.
And time for Easter if you duck turkey at Easter.
Or bird flu. There may not be turkeys left.
Yeah,
bird flu.
That's true.
Bird flu's bad. All right, you got to call this one in.
You're concerned, aren't you?
Give them the number.
The number is 419-852-0072 if you know the answer to this question.
Fuzzy Zeller's
from Indiana.
Indiana, Big P's favorite.
Yep.
Fuzzy Zeller won the 1979 Masters and the first sudden death Masters in history.
Ooh.
It was a three-way playoff, also featuring Tom Watson at the height of his career.
Yes.
Who was the third player?
Ooh, I love that question.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger!
Phil Mickelson from
1979.
Call it in. Give him the number again.
Yeah, 419-852-0072.
Call it in.
For a Cooper turkey breast.
Mm. Must call.
This is a must call.
Must call.
Must call.
We ain't messing around.
Yep.
Cooper turkey breast.
This is a 10-pound
big boy
white meat just
turkey roll.
Melts in your mouth. Turkey roll. Roast.
Yep.
I think they call them roast now, don't they?
Yeah, probably. They're... Doesn't matter what they call them, they're great.
They are very good.
They're delicious.
White meat, no bones.
Mm.
Easy to carve.
Mm.
About as good as it gets.
Phones are going crazy.
We got one.
Ring.
We got a ring. You ain't going to like this one.
Oh,
we
no.
We got it.
Please don't be Nick on. Who we got there?
This is the agent, Nick on.
Oh, God.
Nick's back.
Hello.
Respect on the name, sir.
Yes, sir, Nick on. How you doing?
Better than you, Chico.
That doesn't take much. Do you know the answer to the playoff between Fuzzy Zeller, who won, and Fee, who else?
Tom Watson.
And this player.
Ed Snead and Tom Watson. I don't need anything from you guys except for you guys to respect my name. Ed Snead and Tom Watson.
Ed Snead.
Yes, so we got a winner.
Ed Snead is correct, and the winner of a Cooper Farms turkey roast.
A Hauninator.
The agent.
The Hauninator. I haven't been this disrespected in this
game. You just keep calling in here. You're going to get it.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I am at my palatial estate right now, so how do you plan on getting that to me?
Well, we'll probably just... You can just grab it off the line tomorrow. Get one with feathers on it.
One with feathers on it. I tell you what, I don't know a whole lot about Cooper Farms, but that stork mine runs pretty good with the new management supervisor they got over there right now.
Is he pretty solid?
Pretty solid.
Yeah,
he's probably the best there is.
I would say he probably is. Congratulations, and the winner of the Cooper Farms turkey roast, Nick on of the Hauntarage.
Hauntarage.
Hauninator.
Hauninator. Congratulations, Nick Hahn. We have a pizza and two more gift certificates.
Two more gift certificates?
Right.
Did you bet force some more yet?
To what?
From Rosberg Acres?
No.
We didn't?
Oh, yeah, I didn't have a card for it. Didn't we give that away?
I don't know.
If we didn't, we'll draw it again, and they'll either get that or
Let's do that now.
Yeah.
Do it.
If we didn't do that, we can get them a merchant's gift certificate or something.
So yeah. This is four golfers.
I don't think
golf cart. courtesy of Rosberg Acres, Bert Stogler.
Yep. Bert.
Bill? What about Bill?
No.
No, Bert. Okay.
Bill's out.
Bert does.
Okay.
Bert
Curtis and Ryan.
Yeah. Curtis and Ryan.
Done. And I guess Bill.
And Bill.
Yep.
The question is.
Oh, we're doing trivia?
Yeah.
Doing trivia.
Or should we do? You want to do this random?
I don't care. Whatever you want to do. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good prize.
I like the trivia.
You like the trivia?
I think people like the trivia.
All right. Do you want to call?
Well, we got more trivia yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep on doing trivia.
Let's do the random draw. Let's do the random. How many times are you flipping her?
How many times you want to flip it?
38.
Well, 6 would have been good last time.
That would have been Harold Feely.
All right. This is for 4 golfers with a golf cart, Mercer County Elks, courtesy of Rossburg Acres.
All right. We're going to go 6 in honor of Fee here.
Yep. All right.
Ready? 1.
I hope you're number 7.
2.
I
hope he's number 3.
3. 4.
That's pretty neat how that works.
5. That's it. 6.
Come on, baby. I don't know what he does, but some kind of program.
It's just Excel, guys.
Sorry.
Microsoft basic package.
Randomizer?
That's all it is.
Yeah, smarter me.
Yep. You got a winner?
Got a winner.
Who we got? Read them off.
Mr. Steve Diller.
Steve Diller. Wait a minute.
His name was mentioned earlier.
Steve Diller.
He's got a birthday coming up.
No, he don't.
Sometimes.
I have an incoming phone call.
Uh-oh. Hey, who we got here?
Hey!
Yeah.
Hello. You're Al live Wendell. On Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have?
Oh hell, I'm Al Wendell, but I must be listening to you guys delayed.
How you doing, Al?
Oh yeah, we're 18 seconds off.
Okay.
If you're trying to listen live.
I got that answer. Is it Chai Chai Roger guy?
Chai Chai Roger guy. I don't. Well, Les Nessman.
Les Nessman.
Chai Chai Roger guys. That was a good answer, but sorry, it is wrong.
All right. Thanks,
Al. Steve Diller wins.
A foursome with carts.
Ooh, he loves that. See,
yeah, that is a great gift. We'll just write that on here. Awesome. Let's take one more break. We'll take one more break. Come back with our final 3 trivia questions.
Yep. Been a great
night. Love you guys for listening. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
The Fort Recovery Scioto Designs Community Garage Sales will be held April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Registration for the garage sales is open until Saturday, March 26th. Registration forms are available from any Scioto Design member or go to our Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sale, and download the form to your computer. Registration fees are used for advertising. All proceeds are used for community projects and improvements. Again, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales will be April 21st through the 23rd.
And we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba Fee, Kirk Stookie. Kirby, how are you tonight, buddy?
Couldn't be any better.
We appreciate you coming up and doing this every year. We always have a lot of fun when you come up.
It is a fun night.
It's a good time.
It is. It's always fun, and we appreciate that. Spencey, of course, behind them. We got 2 more gifts to give away.
2 more to go.
A gift certificate to the Mercer County Elks for $25 and a pizza from Miracle Lanes. Large pizza with 2 items. And the last 2 trivia questions of the night. belong to this guy?
This is a hard one. We're going to do a hard one.
Hard one. All right.
I've never heard of this one.
I don't like hard ones. Can you get too lazy?
Sorry, bub.
All right. Here we go.
We'll do an easy one to end the night.
Yeah. There you go.
Hard one here. Hideki Matsuyama last year won the Masters last year.
Yep.
He was the seventh player to have been the low amateur and the Masters champion.
Oh, nice.
Who was the first?
Ooh.
Was also the low amateur and the Masters champion.
I know this answer.
No, you don't.
Yes,
I've never heard of this name.
Oh, this must be a real old one then.
So must not be Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Low amateur and
I've
a winner.
Never heard of this name.
Do we have any idea what era?
Fukusaka Naki. Pakasuka Manto.
Do you have even a guess?
Tom Kite.
What year? What Tom era?
Kite. What year did he win the
old
U.S.
time,
amateur?
Maybe?
No, he's the low amateur at the Masters.
Okay.
You were the low amateur at the Masters and then a Masters champion later on in your career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You won two things. Okay. Here we go.
And Kirby's never heard of him. That makes it easy.
Never heard of him.
That could be interesting.
That makes it easy.
That's a good one.
It is, unless nobody gets it. Then we're going to say we're dead air.
We had dead air for five, 6 days, so it's not anything new.
That's all right. I don't mind dead air. We can always fill in, can't we, Fee?
Sure.
We've been doing that for years.
We've been doing it forever.
Yeah. By the way, how many years have we been doing Sports Talk?
Seven and a half.
Seven and
no
a half.
No kidding.
Started mid-November of 2014.
Have we got a basketball coach yet? Anybody hear anything on basketball?
I haven't heard a thing. Uh-uh. I bet you we have a bunch of applicants and have had a
Randy Quartercracks is up.
I say, I saw Bubba on Twitter recruiting.
Hey, I talked to his daughter. Get him in here.
Oh, yeah?
Let's go.
Yep.
We
need a lifer.
I got two private messages from that, too.
Did you?
They didn't know we had an opening.
We need a lifer.
We need a lifer?
Yep. We don't need these 1, 2, 3 years.
You ready to?
You ready to settle down, Neil?
Tom Souder.
You ready to settle down?
Tom Souder.
Yep.
Retire. Come on down.
He's probably only got 10 years.
Deb Kunkler. Correct answer.
Deb.
Kerry Middlecoff.
Oh, I've heard of Kerry Middlecoff.
Sorry,
Mr. Did she already win something?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Deb Kunkler, winner. It's also Deb and Chris's 31st wedding anniversary today.
Oh, ain't love grand.
I love that.
They are
31
they
years
are big lovebirds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you think they're in the sack right
those
now?
Those are some of my favorite people.
Are you guys in the sack right now, Deb?
Took a break to answer that question.
Yeah.
Took a break.
They were home.
Hold it. I know the answer to that.
Shut up.
Congrats, Deb. Yeah. Kerry Middlecoff, correct answer.
Kerry Middlecoff.
And if you're ever driving through St. Henry and happen to turn on, I can't remember the name of the street, just toss your trash right in their yard.
Really?
Make the right turn. If you're coming from the north, toss it right in their yard.
You know where they live at then?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I worked with Chris, sold him a car. I know Chris and Deb.
They built,
a long time.
Super Bowl week, they built a Bengals helmet out of snow.
They did.
I did see that.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I've seen that.
Yeah. God love them.
She said, I am, Bubba.
Well, congratulations, guys. Appreciate you listening. The last
pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza pie.
So this, here, I'll give that to you. You can put Chris and Deb on that, baby. They win the Elks gift card.
Yeah, bring that to the Elks.
Yep. And we got a pizza to give away. Our last
gift
of the night. Fee, you got one?
Nope.
I'm looking up a pizza trivia question.
He's got a pizza trivia.
I love pizza trivia.
Vic Cassano
and Mom Denise
was a good friend
of Father Fred Falsey. That is a fact. Father Fred was here. I served for Father
Mama
Fred.
Mama Denise, there used to be a Denise's Pizza over by the lake in Salina.
Really?
Mm. Yep. It was an old house. And you ate in the living room with four tables.
I had a pizza from Denise's Bowling Alley last weekend, and it was delicious.
Tremendous.
Now, I'm a hit and miss. I mean, you have to get a medium pizza.
Yep.
What?
Do you agree with that?
No.
They taste better. They burn more. I like a crisp edge.
Oh, okay.
Every medium pizza they get is a 9 out of 10.
Perfect.
Where's it at?
Miracle Lanes.
Yeah,
I like a medium pizza.
They get good pizzas.
I get out there every Friday for the lunch buffet because eating some fish, but the
pizza
is
good.
Awesome.
Huh?
Still having pizza this year?
Mm-hmm.
I want pizza.
Cody loved it.
Of course.
course, I think he thinks it's fabulous because he
how
was
many
hammered.
Beers did he? Yeah.
Yeah. There, what don't taste good after 41 beers?
Stogler open and he drinks 400 beers and while he's playing.
18 fireballs.
Yeah, this is the best pizza I ever had.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Come on, what?
You're still looking for pizza trivia, right?
I'm looking for a good one.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Nobody's listening. We got about four people.
In which country was the Hawaiian pizza invented?
Ooh. Oklahoma.
In country.
I don't
country.
Oh, my God.
Don't have a clue.
Was the Hawaiian
pizza.
First of all, I've never heard of a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, yeah. Pineapple on it.
Ham and pineapple?
Ham and pineapple.
Spiced pineapple.
Yeah. I've had it, and it's tolerable, but if I had to eat a pizza, that'd be my 40th
Hawaiian
favorite.
Pizzas were invented in what country?
Country.
Oh, country.
Country.
Oh.
That's why.
Hint, not the United States.
Right.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I got a pinger. Tom Kite.
Tom Kite.
Hey, that's as close as I'd have been. Since it's pizza, I'm going to say Italy.
How about Canada?
Canada, correct.
Oh.
Ooh. But he won already, so.
Who is it?
Oh, jeez.
Steinberg.
Oh, jeez.
God, Ryan, we should
got a phone call.
Uh-oh.
I like it.
Oh, this is big.
Hello, you're on Bubba and Fee Sports Talk.
Yes.
Kirby, I think it's Canada.
It's Canada. Who is this?
Jesse Kaiser.
Jesse Kaiser. Jesse Kaiser. You're a big pizza guy, aren't you, Jesse?
Yeah, I like pizza.
How'd you know that, Jesse?
My wife Googled it.
God love it. God love Google.
I believe I was down in Florida with you guys a couple years ago. We had some of the worst pizza I've ever had.
Did you really?
We did have bad pizza.
I didn't know there was bad pizza.
I didn't know there was such a thing either.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for listening.
It was pizza the way it
looked. It did look like pizza. You're right.
Hey, I'll bring that out to the Elks within the week here, buddy, and you can get yourself a free Miracle Lanes pizza.
Next Wednesday when you tee off, I'll have that thing ready.
Perfect.
Gift certificate ready.
Good,
all right, man.
Awesome.
Hey,
thank you,
Jesse.
Oh, that's great. What a perfect winner.
That was a perfect winner.
Perfect. He knew the answer to that. He Googled that.
Just Googled it.
Yep.
Hey,
first of all, what the hell? I didn't wake at 10 o'clock yet. If I was not on the radio, I'd be sound asleep.
They're
right
waiting
now.
For their next time they have to pee.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mr. Young Gun.
Big prostate. Big prostate guy.
Prostate man. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Kirby, let's go over one more thing about the Elks and a little bit about the golf season. And you know, if somebody wants to follow Mercer County Elks, they can do so.
Follow us. Come on Facebook.
Media.
Yep, check us out on Facebook. Just search us. Twitter, also. Usually post on both of them.
Times
we welcome
open.
Everybody. We have music entertainment about every Friday night.
Yep.
Some Saturdays when we don't have outings and stuff, we'll post it all on social media. You just want to come out and have a couple beverages. You want to get some food. Welcome. You're welcome out to the tent, the patio, anytime.
Now, you can go online to get a tea time?
You can go online to get a tea time, yes. Yeah. Oh, crap. I forget that name. Mercer County Elks golf.tsnap.net, I believe is what it is.
So you can go on. Can register. Can you pay online?
Cannot pay online.
Okay.
No, you cannot pay online.
Can they find that website on your Facebook page?
Yeah,
there
somewhere
a link to
on
that?
There.
Okay.
So we'll make sure there's a link
on
there.
Facebook page.
We'll get some links on there and everything.
But all you have to do is link on there.
So basically your social media sucks. Is that what you're saying?
Thanks.
Hey, he's a busy man.
Thank you.
You can always call and talk to me and get one.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
You do have a voice.
I mean, that is still an option.
It's crazy, but you could just call it.
Why would anybody do that?
How dumb is that?
Phones?
Stupid.
Hey, we appreciate you taking 2 hours out of your time today on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate everybody listening. We got a great group of listeners, as always. And,
fun times.
One thing that we appreciate is our sponsors. And of course, Wayne Street Market's been with us since the beginning of time, and we love them for that. Tonight's people who help sponsor us and give stuff away, of course, Mercer County Elks, Hastings Auto Fee, God love you for doing stuff. Cooper Farms, always a big supporter of Bubba and Fee. St. Henry Food Mart, them guys love Fort Cover Radio. They do. They're great. Jack and Marsha, Bill and Bert, and Miracle Lane. So, once again, guys, thanks a lot. We will be back next Wednesday. We are going to talk. We're going to try to get the track coach in here.
Track coach coming in.
And talk about the Indians track. And always a fun time when the spring sports start
hopefully a whole bunch of wins to talk about.
That's too. Exactly right. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, guy yes, behind sir. The board, Neil Spencer, Sports Talk with Bubman Fee. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.